Now, our story continues. This afternoon, at the Three Falls Prison for Women, Kit Calvert sat on a bench in the yard. It was the time and the day for visitors. Kit was waiting for one of the matrons to come and get her, to tell her that her visitor was here. It never occurred to her to doubt that Aunt Mary would come to see her as she had requested. In the meantime, the young woman carefully rehearsed in her own mind what she was going to say to Randy Lane's mother. Knowing Randy's admiration for his mother, Kit realized only too well that Aunt Mary was in a position to encourage or to undermine Randy's relationship with her. And Ben Calvert's daughter was determined to have Aunt Mary on her side. Well, now, in the visitor's room, Aunt Mary and Kit Calvert sat opposite each other at the long table shared by some of the other inmates and their visitors. Aunt Mary looks at the young woman whose smile doesn't match a tragic look in her eyes as she says,
"Aunt Mary, you did come."
"Of course, Kit.
I was afraid you wouldn't, but I've been praying all day that you would."
"You have, Kit?"
"Well, hoping at least. I guess it's pretty impossible for you to imagine my ever praying."
"I imagine everyone prays, Kit, at one time or another."
"Since I've been in here, I've done a lot of things I never thought I'd do before. You have no idea how important a visitor is to us. You've no idea how I've been counting on seeing you. It's been a long time."
"Yes, it has.
It seems like years to me." "You haven't changed." "I know I have. I look older, don't I?"
"Yes, you do a little. But I think that's just because you're so much thinner."
"No, I am a lot older. And I'm glad of it, if it means I'm any wiser, too. And I think I am." "Did you drive over alone?"
"No, Randy brought me. He said to give you his best."
"Thank you."
"He'd like very much to be able to see you, Kit."
"Well, I wish he could. But I'm lucky he was able to get special permission that one time." "How is he?"
"Fine."
"And what about his business, the real estate office? In his letters, he always tells me that everything is coming along splendidly. But I've been so worried that Dad was making things difficult for him. I know how rough he can play."
"Your father does resent Randy being in competition with him. And he hasn't made things easy for him by any means. But Randy's really doing all right, Kit. It's slow, but he's getting there."
"And does he like it? Is he doing something that really makes him happy?"
"Yes, I believe so."
"Oh, I'm glad of that. It's very important to me."
"It is."
"Well, don't you think it should be? After all, Randy saved my life. And that's not just a melodramatic statement, Aunt Mary. He actually did. And I'm not talking about what he did for me when I was ill, when my mind was sick, though Lord knows it was certainly enough. He not only brought me back to the world of reality, but he made me understand what I had to do, what I had to be in order to live in that world. That took some doing when you think of the habits I'd acquired during my lifetime. I suppose it seems completely incredible to you."
"No, Kit."
"Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that."
"Are you feeling all right, Kit?"
"Yes. Yes, I am."
"Randy told me that you had developed a very fine attitude about having to be here."
"Well, you have to. And the people in charge, for the most part, are very splendid. They help you make an adjustment. I'm getting used to it."
"What do you do with your time? Are you working?"
"Oh, yes. Didn't Randy tell you? They gave me a job in the laundry."
"The laundry? That's pretty hard work, isn't it?"
"Well, it's not the softest job in the place, but, well, I'm rather glad to have it because I'm so tired at night that at least I can sleep. And that's something."
"Are you having trouble sleeping?"
"A little." "Oh, Aunt Mary, there's so many things I want to say to you. I hardly know where to begin. And I feel a little embarrassed, as you've probably already gathered."
"Why should you feel embarrassed?"
"Because when I look at you, I'm reminded of so many things. I'm reminded of people I've hurt, things I've done, all the things I'd like to forget. What a poverty-stricken thing my memory is."
"Maybe so, Kit, but try not to live in the past. Try to plan a future you can be proud of."
"Yes, I realize that, but that's not easy to do. Oh, I wish I'd had you, Aunt Mary, or someone like you when I was little. But, of course, I had Dad, and his way of bringing me up was to buy me all the things I wanted and tell me that I could always have what I wanted.
You feel that Ben is responsible, Kit?
For what I became? Of course I do.
I see.
Well, that is to say, he formed a basic pattern for my future behavior. That, of course, doesn't excuse me for submitting to it. As I grew up, I certainly had the intelligence to know right from wrong if I'd wanted to make the distinction, but I just didn't want to, I guess.
Kit, I'd like to know something. Why did you write and tell Randy that you wanted to see me?
For several reasons. I wanted to tell you how very grateful I am for everything that Randy's done for me. He told me you were responsible for his coming to see me in the sanitarium. He said at first he'd been somewhat reluctant to help Dr. Larrabee with my case. I wanted to thank you for that, and I wanted to ask you something.
What?
Have you ever regretted it?
No.
You mean you've never wished that Randy hadn't gotten mixed up with me?
Why do you ask that?
Well, I suppose you know that Randy's been writing to me.
Yes.
Don't you mind?
No. Why should I? As a matter of fact, I'm pleased if Randy's been able to do anything to help you.
Well, that isn't quite what I meant. I mean, Randy and I are friends. Very good friends. Do you mean to say it doesn't disturb you that I'm connected with his life? At least to some degree?
Well, Kit, the only thing that disturbs me is the fact that Randy believes in you. Believes in you very strongly.
And you're afraid my repentance will turn out to be a flash in the pan?
You could disappoint him. Terribly.
I know that. But you see, I've changed. Because of Randy, I'm going to be able to make something useful of my life. Of myself.
Because of Randy? Doesn't it have to be because of yourself?
Well, yes, of course. But he's enabled me to see. Everything's going to be so different for me, Aunt Mary, from now on.
I hope it will be, Kit.
Oh, it will. I know I can tell you these things because you've always tried to help me. I realize that. If only I hadn't been so headstrong, so foolish. Since I've been here in prison, thinking back, remembering, it seems that of all the people I know, there's one face I keep seeing. The others are blurred and vague like my past, dead. Now that I'm trying so desperately to refashion my way of thinking, concentrating on good, I keep seeing but one face. One which has always stood for good. It's yours, Aunt Mary.
Kit, you mustn't...
Oh, Aunt Mary, I am sorry for my past. I was wicked, selfish, grasping. Like my father always said, take it if you can, and I did. Then when the day came to pay the penalty, I had nothing to fall back on. No strength, no faith, nothing. I simply went to pieces. Now I know how wrong I was. And I'm going to try, Aunt Mary. I want to be good. Believe me, I do. I'm not saying these things just because it's expected of me. I mean it. I'm humble, Aunt Mary. I'm humble. Won't you believe that? Is it too much to ask? Too much to ask you to believe in me?
No, Kit. Randy and I both know that you can make of yourself whatever you like.
At that moment, the matron came up to tell Kit and Aunt Mary that their visiting time was over. But has Kit really changed? She sounded very sincere. Yes, perhaps she sounded too sincere. Did Aunt Mary shake her head ever so slightly as she stood gazing at the door which closed behind Kit and the matron of the prison?